jobsinkent.com.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
And hello, listener. A warm and sunny Kent we're in today. On my journey in, I was very, very pleased to see that not only are the little lambs that I photographed last week, they've grown and they're chewing now. They're actually chewing grass rather than suckling. Some of the little ones are still suckling, but a lot of them are chewing away. And I saw a rather sweet sight this morning. There was a mummy sheep lolling in the grass, with one baby frolicking around, and then the other baby was marching up and down on her back, which I thought was sort of a maybe a like a Thai massage. I don't know what you think, listener, but it was rather nice. Very nice to cruise through also and see that the bluebells are out. So if you are out and about in the countryside, try and get into the woods and find some bluebells, because it's a stunning, stunning sight. And grab it while you can, like the asparagus and the purple sprouting broccoli. In the studio with me, I've been very well looked after this morning. We have the lovely Darren Tickner, who came in a beautiful Nurse Liz, if you're listening in Maryland, a beautiful sort of coffee brown jacket, which sort of goes with his whole aura. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Jules. How are you?
And where have you come from?
I've come from Lambhurst, which is quite near Tunbridge Wells, across Romney Marsh.
Yeah.
Not an area I've been to for a while, but I think in my childhood, I certainly remember that little sort of fun fair at Dymchurch, which I passed through. It's still there.
Yeah. Maybe you'll go there after.
Well, you never know.
A little bucket and spade.
A little spin round, maybe.
Darren Tickner, as you probably know if you've been following the Twitter, has been celebrating Coffee Week, and he's going to be telling us all about it later on. Coffee Week, for you, Darren, obviously very big. If you're following him on Twitter, it's at Bean, B-E-A-N, Smitten, S-M-I-T-T-E-N, Bean Smitten. Important for you, Coffee Week.
Definitely. Coffee Week is a celebration of the great British coffee culture, mm-hmm. Which is growing massively year on year, and the growth shows no sign of slowing down whatsoever. It has, though, another side to it. It's
Is it a sinister side?
No, it's a good-natured fundraising side.
Okay.
And it's really about giving something back to the coffee-growing communities around the world. Many of them are actually in areas of poverty, and UK Coffee Week also incorporates something called Project Waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about getting clean water to those coffee communities, sanitisation, all the rest of it. So there's a bit of a fundraiser that goes on with UK Coffee Week as well.
So you're going to be telling us all about it later on?
Yes, we'll touch on that again later on. And we've also got some little fun things we can do. UK Coffee Week people have very kindly given us some little cards that we can do selfies with, and we'll tweet those out.
And the exhibition that you went to, what was that called? Remind me.
Last week, preceding UK Coffee Week, is the London Coffee Festival.
Right. And do they have a Twitter? Do you know Twitter?
Yes, it's an at London Coffee Fest.
Right. If anybody wants to follow that. Is there a UK Coffee Week Twitter handle or not?
Yes, I will.
Making you work, aren't
you? You certainly are. I will get my Twitter up on the screen.
Poor Darren.
And I will find it.
Because it was bank holiday and Stevie Wood couldn't get into the studio, and he was my co-presenter this week. So Darren is doing everything. He's doing the phone calls, and I'm making him work to the bone. Also, of course, making the coffee. So I'm drinking this morning a classic blend, and Darren's going to tell us more about that later on in the show. And then at 11, around 11:20, if you'd like to put your kettle on when we play the music, We will be getting the fabulous Stevie Wood on the show, and he's going to be telling us about yet another award that his farmers market has got, which is really exciting. Those guys work very hard, as I say every week, but they, you know, to win these awards is what it's, you know, it's the icing on the cake or the cherry on the whatever on the cake. And he has just been up to Birmingham NEC with the lovely Matthew Kearsey Lawson. I believe there's a photo out on the Twitter of @scoffquaff, and to collect his award. And they actually won the best food market in the country, listener. So, I mean, you know, if I were going to get that, I'd be very, very chuffed, wouldn't you, Darren?
Absolutely. I've got those Twitter handles for you if you'd like them quickly.
Do tell.
So UK Coffee Week is at UK Coffee Week. No surprises there, but it's all one word, obviously. Yeah. And London Coffee Festival, which has now ended, but there'll still be a bit of a following, I would have thought.
In our hearts, it still goes on.
Absolutely. It's at LDN Coffee Fest.
LDN Coffee Fest. So we just guessed, didn't we, Darren, really?
We did.
And tell me the UK one, because I was shuffling.
UK Coffee Week. That's it.
That's it. Okay, well, that one is
that's
good.
Ongoing.
Some Twitter handles drive me mad, because they're very cryptic, aren't they?
Yes.
Listener, when you're thinking of a Twitter handle, you know, if it's for a business, go for something that people can easily remember, I think. I love Bean Smitten. I was very impressed with that. We need to also, big thank you to our sponsors this week, who are Breakthrough Funding. You can follow them at Breakthrough Fun, F-U-N. They are amazing. They are going to help you looking at innovation. So if you have a food business, they will try. There are government rewards for business owners, and they will try and talk you through and help you see if you're eligible. And it's very simple. They really just need to have a quick chat with you, answer a few questions, and they can look at your website even. But small business owners develop manufacturing processes and software. So if you're doing anything like that, or say you're doing something with food and you need to look at shelf life or anything like that, there could be cash for you. You could be making a profit. So get them. You just need to tick all five boxes and then you can chat to them. I suggest that you give them a ring. Go on to www.breakthroughfunding.com and there's a friendly phone number, they say, and that's 0800 772 0800. That's 0800 772 0800. Nothing lost, nothing gained, do they say? Or is it
absolutely
nothing gained, nothing lost? I'm not really sure.
I quite agree. Would you like a little coffee quote?
I would.
Good coffee,
yes,
is a pleasure.
Yes.
And real friends are a treasure.
I love that. I love that. I'm enjoying this. This isn't too, because I have it like a baby with a little bit of milk. So this is rather pleasant.
Yeah, you should get sort of some milk chocolate sort of notes coming through in the drink. Classic blend is lots of Brazil, which chocolate notes, nutty flavours coming through. And as soon as you add milk into that, you start getting a whole super smooth, full-bodied chocolate experience as well. You could sort of really... That's a good all-day coffee.
That is gorgeous.
And I notice your cup is empty.
Yes. I'm going to be blasting on the Business Bunker at 1 o'clock with the lovely Paul Andrews. I'm going to, because I don't have any co-presenter, I'm going to do a couple of little tweets for you guys. We have a new one. Look, it's and it's one of your fans. It's the Daily Bread at Daily Bread Rust Hall. And he says, good luck, Bean Smitten, on air today. Best coffee ever. So I love you. I'm going to
thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, do you know them?
I do. Yeah.
And where are they based?
They are. It's Tunbridge Wells. Rust Hall is a sort of a borough of Tunbridge Wells.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of real thriving community where they are, and they have a great following at the Daily Bread.
Well, hello to you. And their Twitter is at Daily Bread T for Tiger, N for Norman, 4. Give them a follow. Nurse Liz has perked up. She's probably drifting about in her little jammers. She says, good morning, looking forward to coffee chat. Now, she's based in Maryland.
Wow.
But she's probably having gorgeous coffee with a little, probably a cookie or something.
I should imagine what a Maryland cookie is.
Well, she could be having, you know, don't they have, they're big on maple syrup pancakes and things.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And I'm wondering about her. I was reading in the news about the riots out there at Baltimore. I think that's near Maryland, so I was a bit worried about her, so perhaps she'll let us know.
It's a big place. Sometimes these places are further apart than you think.
Yeah. Morning to Visit Canterbury. They are telling you things. They were retweeting my bluebells. Really, the bluebells are amazing. So that's a lovely one. Who else? We've got a couple of events going on here. So we have, if I can only find them... We have, Joe Banks at Joe Banks 15 is doing a cooking demonstration this Sunday at the Tunbridge Farmers Market, which is on this Sunday. And Steve Wood's going to be telling us more about that. Also, a big hello to Alex Waterton. That's at Alex Waterton on the Twitter. And he is a Microsoft trainer. He's been helping me put some systems for Scoff and Quaff. So databases, that sort of stuff. Very, very interesting. You can also find him on F keys, F hyphen keys possibly as well. Also, Checkers Kitchen Deal. So it's Checkers Kitchen Deal on the Twitter. They have a Friday supper menu coming up, so that sounds good. And if you want to find, if you're looking up Darren, Nurse Liz, Darren Tickner, our coffee expert, he's 3 W's, beansmitten.co.uk. So you can... like him on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/beansmitten.
Chris JB on Twitter.
Yes.
It's Chris JB.
Yes.
She says, Jules Serkin at Beansmitten. I tried some of that recently. I assume she's talking about the classic blend. I've added to my Monday morning 4 drip rotation. Sounds good, Chris.
What's drip rotation?
Perhaps it's she's referring to a coffee brewing drip method.
Either that,
or she's
in hospital.
I'd be interested if she could expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, ask her. Is she in hospital having a, you know, analgesic?
Well, that would certainly get you up out of bed pretty quickly,
yeah.
I think.
Now, we've had lots of listeners asking about Dr. John. He is at the moment in Hampshire and gives his love and will be returning very, very soon. Hello to the Community Show, which had its debut with a little trumpet fanfare. They're saying they're enjoying the show, and they've got their coffee made by the Hanson Barrister Broker. I hope it's not Nescafe. He's rather a good cook. Who else have we got? We've got Earth Island UK. They're a new one. So hello to you. And also Kent Farmers Markets. Hello to you guys. So they'll be coming up later. They actually put a nice picture on. But Kent Farmers Markets are the sort of the umbrella of all of them. So they're the Farmers Market Association. You can find them on K for Kangaroo, F for Freddy, M for Mother, A for Albert, .org.uk. Great. Also, Macnade Fine Foods, hello to you. There's a boat on the Isle of Sheppey, which is for sale. It's the Sheppey Queen, and it looks rather lovely.
I wonder if it could be converted for coffee-serving purposes.
Well, there we are, coffee and cakes. Spadework are looking for a marathon runner for the London Marathon 2016, so that's next year if you've just recovered from this year. The ballots open until Friday, May the 8th, so if you need to know about that, go on to Offham Farmers Markets Twitter. That's Offham Farmers Market. So their Twitter is Offham Farmers M. And they're looking for marathon runners for spade work.
Did you know, Jules, that people who work out often consume an espresso before they...
Yes.
Apparently it burns more calories.
Well, that's got to be the reason for working out, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah, I'm peering at you over my glasses. I know I look a bit school mum-ish. I've heard that too. So a little buzz and possibly a banana, do you think?
Yeah, banana and
or
espresso.
Some nuts, maybe an almond.
Yeah,
Brazil.
Yeah,
I'm just going to read something going on from that because you've reminded me. Did you know, Darren, that intense exercise curbs a fatty diet? This is your cue to say no.
That's an amazing fact, but I didn't know.
If you fancy a burger, Darren, then sprint to the fast food joint to get it. Short bursts of intensive exercise before a high-fat meal can help protect blood vessels from the effects of a poor diet. This is from research that's just been done. 8 minutes, just 8 minutes, Darren, of high-intensity cycling was found to be more beneficial than going at a moderate pace for 25 minutes, which is the current recommended level. Now, these scientists were at the University of Exeter, and they're saying that the short burst approach may be more appealing to youngsters. So that's you and me, Darren. And few of whom achieve even the minimum of an hour of moderate exercise a day. And writing in the American Journal of Physiology, Nurse Liz, scientists say protecting blood vessels in youngsters could reduce cardiovascular disease later.
Wow.
So that sort of goes, if they had the espresso as well and then charged to get the burger.
Yeah, I like the burger tie-in. I mean, I felt that for the short period in my life that I did attempt a gym membership, I always felt the need to stop off at the burger shop on the way out, on the way home, and it kind of balanced it out, I thought.
Well, I see, if you have it without the bun and the chips, you're all right, aren't you? If you have the beef,
I guess so.
The protein,
yes.
Would you have it without a bun?
Reluctantly.
What is your just going back to before we play a little song? We must play or two. Yeah.
We could. One Friday is I think Junkai, right, in Tunbridge Wells, and then there's one in Tewdley. In Kent tonight. The name escapes me.
How are you
moment.
Spelling Tewdley? Because I have no idea where that is.
T-U-D-E-L-E-Y.
Okay, great names, yeah, around here, as I'm sure you'll agree, listener.
I think it's called Garam Masala, I think.
Okay. Did you know it's my anniversary today, my wedding anniversary?
Jules.
Yeah, so it's also my new husband's birthday, so happy birthday, Gav.
Happy birthday, Gavin.
We're going to play a bit of music, and Darren's going to get Stevie Wood on the phone to tell us about that amazing award that they've won with Matthew Kearsey Lawson and everyone that was there at the Tunbridge Farmers Market. But here's a bit of Common People for My Old Man.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Bye.
everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stays in grease. Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control, and with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist, and they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. A rented flat above a shop, cut your hair and get a job. I spoke so fast and play some fool, pretend you never went to school. I still you never get it right, cause when you're laying in bed at night watching
Jarvis Cocker. That is such a clever song, and that goes out to the lovely Gavin Serkin at G Serkin, my new husband, for our anniversary, and happy birthday, Gav. We now have on the phone the fabulous Mr. Stevie Wood. Good morning.
Hi, Jules. Hi, Darren.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Morning, Steve.
That was a long song. But
it was, wasn't it? Great song, but long.
Yeah, it gave you time to sip your coffee, perhaps?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. And what are you having? Not, please don't say Nescafe.
No. No, no, I wouldn't drink Nescafe. No. It's the last brand on the planet.
Well, you know that Darren Tickner, who's in the studio, is wanting to get in touch with you, so he's going to take your mobile because he's interested in coming along to some of your award-winning markets.
Brilliant. Well, it would be nice to see him, so hopefully we can do that. I think he's trying to lose you, by the way.
Why?
He's lying to you. I think he's going to Turmeric Gold tomorrow night.
Turmeric Gold, that's the one. Thank you.
Yeah, see,
that's
trying
tonight,
to pull you off
actually.
The scent.
Yeah.
It's tonight, is it, Turmeric
Gold?
It
is tonight, yeah.
How does Steve Wood know that?
Well, it's near Tunbridge. Jubilee, okay. Very near Tunbridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know everything, Jules.
Yeah, you seem to. Are you two dating, or, you know?
No,
you're not an item.
Not at the moment, no.
Now, tell me, Steve Wood, you're going to tell us about Tunbridge Farmers Market, which is this Sunday.
Yes.
And you're also going to be telling us about this amazing award that you and the lovely Matthew Kearsey Lawson at Kent Fine Foods got.
Yeah, we have to go to Birmingham to get up.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
It's run
while
by...
While I sip coffee.
You're having a coffee, are you?
Yeah, I'll sip coffee, you talk.
You sit there and slurp. You know you're meant to drink coffee, don't you? It's a bit like the wine where you give it a little...
No, I'm not allowed to slurp.
That's very true. Yeah, coffee tasting, yeah.
Yeah,
very
no,
noisy
you can,
process.
You can
really?
Yeah. Don't worry, Jules.
Do you spit like you do with wine?
You do, otherwise you become caffeinated very, very quickly.
That sounds good.
Mm.
That doesn't sound like a bad thing.
No, I mean, Stevie Wood, with all the work you do, you need a bit of caffeine,
I do,
thought.
Definitely.
And we've got, the studio smells lovely. I know we're talking about us again, Darren and I, but we've got all these amazing, we've got coffee from Bali, we've got the contemporary. He's going to tell us all about it later, but tell us about your life, come on.
Okay, well, we went to Birmingham a couple of weeks ago for with Tunbridge Farmers Market, which is on this Sunday.
Yeah.
And we went there to collect an award. We went to the Farm Shop and Deli Show, which is quite a big trade show up there. And they run the Farm Shop and Deli Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the categories in it is Food Market of the Year.
Yeah.
Well,
this is pretty amazing.
We
isn't
thought
it?
So.
Food Market of the Year. When you think, do you remember, I know it was a while ago, do you remember who you were up against?
Not off the top of my head, no. I should have done my homework there. But it was markets in Shropshire and Ludlow and places like that, you know, proper markets that are in the news, you know, as tourist destinations. And
what were they looking for, Steve Wood?
They were looking for choice, which we had.
Yeah.
Vibrancy.
Yeah.
And they judged us in January, and luckily enough, it was probably one of the best days all year in January when they came along.
Do you remember that one that Dr. John and I came to up in, was it Tunbridge when we came? It was really, really windy.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if you get a January, it can be tough. So did they actually come in person and judge?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy that came and saw us is a guy called Nigel Barden.
Yes. Now, I've heard of him.
Sorry?
I've heard of him. He's famous.
He is quite famous, yes. He works for another radio station in London, BBC Radio London.
Yeah.
He does all their food.
Yeah.
He also works with Simon Mayo and does his food on his show.
Oh, that's how I know, because I often listen when I'm cooking.
Ah, right. Well, yeah. Him. Yeah. It was him that came and saw us, and he judged all the markets, and he actually gave us the award as well.
I think you must be so chuffed, because, you know, the thing about your markets, when I come, we know it's a Kent producers, we know, you know, people are passionate, but you do have a big diversity there, don't you? You can get everything. Tell us about that.
We do. Well, it isn't just local. We're meant to have everything from within a 30 mile an hour radius. Most of the stuff does. We are now, we're bucking a bit of a trend, actually, and I think it's got a bit to do with this award. And Nigel on Radio London, but all the local Kent producers used to go to London.
Yeah.
But we're now getting some of the London producers coming to us in Kent.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And that I think that has got a bit to do with this, because he's very good. He does plug it. I mean, we've got a couple of absolutely fantastic stalls at the moment. No other stalls like them in Kent. There's a lady that comes to us called Mama Sushi. The clue's in the name there of what she does.
A little bit of Japanese.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any other sushi stalls on any of the markets in Kent. And the other people that have come to us since we've had this award, which are great, is a company called La Casta Pasta.
Right.
Now, they're based in Greenwich, and they've sort of come out of London and gone, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Because they don't have problems unloading, they don't have problems with traffic wards and stuff like that. But their stuff is absolutely phenomenal. They do dried pasta.
Right.
Now, they were telling me how good their dried pasta was, and I've got to sit there, and I'm sitting there thinking, it's dried pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how good can dried pasta be?
Yeah.
Well, believe me, when they dry all the vegetables that flavour it as well and mix it up, I couldn't believe it when I first had some. They gave me some, and they gave me some pesto and said, you won't need any sauce.
Mm.
Anyway, we have a lady that makes sauces, so I went and got a sauce off
her. Now, remind me of her name, the Italian lady. It's beautiful.
Marina.
That's it, Marina. Fabulous sauce. She gave me a jar, yeah.
Yeah, so I got some of her sauce as well, and I was going to put the sauce, and you don't need the sauce. The pasta is absolutely gorgeous.
I think just a little bit of olive oil sometimes, a bit of butter or something like
that. Yeah, a bit of olive oil.
Black pepper.
Have you got the real deal?
A bit of butter, anything like that, or the pesto they gave me.
Mm.
And it was, you know, I was expecting I was going to have to put loads of sauce on it to give it some flavour. And it was stunning. I was really impressed with that.
You know, at the moment we've got the wild garlic in season as well, ransom. So you can do a really nice pesto with that, which is gorgeous, and the taste of that. Would we be able to get any wild garlic at your farmer's market?
Possibly. Yeah, occasionally I see it. I see people have it.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to have it... quite a while ago, when I used to be in my dehydrating days, I used to go out and collect it wild and, you know, put it in the dryer and then have it all year.
Have you still got a dehydrator?
No, I dehydrated it out, funnily enough.
Just on the wild garlic, my wife has said that Tenterden Potato Shop have some at the moment, or they did certainly a week or two ago.
It is lovely. Your wife's name?
Amanda.
Amanda, because she'll never forgive you, Darren, if you don't mention.
And if you want potatoes, Tenterden Potato Shop, brilliant. Yeah. Loads of different local potatoes.
Yeah.
Steve, are you still doing the e-cover stuff and the you know, washing nuts and things?
Yes.
Is it raining there?
No, it's blowing a bit.
I can hear. What are you doing? You're sitting in some sort of greenhouse.
No, I just went out into my lean-to because my other phone's ringing.
I can hear.
Everything's going off at the same time, and then the wind's blowing, and my
Yeah, I can hear.
My link is rattling, but it's all back to normal now.
No, but it's lovely. It all adds to the atmosphere of the show. I love it. I thought it was actually an ice cream van that I could hear, but
it just reminds me of an ice cream van, that ring.
Well, it's probably Nigel Barden giving you another award.
Could well be.
I reckon.
Could well be.
How many stalls you got?
We've got the postman. Oh,
there's the dog.
Well, thank
there's
you very
the
much,
dog.
Mr. Postman. We have, and the dog's barking now.
What's your dog's name?
He's Hobbs.
Hobbs?
Hobbs, yes.
Named after Hobbs Parker.
He came with that name. He's a rescue dog.
Hello, Hobbs.
85 stalls.
My goodness, 85 stalls. Fantastic. Did you say that you did do the soap nuts?
Yes.
I couldn't hear because of Hobbs.
Yes. No, on the Ecover stall, we have an Ecover stall that does refills.
So you're encouraging people to bring back the containers and fill it up again?
Certainly are, yes.
Yeah, I love those soap nuts. And winning tickets, Stevie Wood.
Yes. We have a draw every month.
Yeah.
The prize now is up to £1,000 worth of vouchers, and they're all £5 vouchers.
Wow.
Donated by about 20 of our suppliers.
Yeah.
New on the voucher front this month is Thomas Cookie Co. Have you had them on the show yet?
No, I haven't.
I'll have to arrange that.
Now, I'm guessing it's a cookie?
Yes, sweet and savoury snacks.
Oh, and you know...
They started doing savoury cookies as well.
This is what I love, because I find that whenever I go out, as I get a little bit longer in the tooth, I prefer a savoury.
Savoury's good.
Yeah, a little sausage roll or, you know, so I'm interested in the savoury ones. Yeah, let's have them on.
Yeah, no, I'll try and get them down, because they do some really great stuff. And
it would, of course, be very nice with Darren's coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, why not?
Come up with one.
Yeah. And so £1,000 to spend at your market. Now, can they spend that at another market, or must it be at the Tunbridge
one? All depends if the producers go to another market.
Okay.
Vouchers are given by the producers.
Yeah.
So if the producer goes to another market, they can spend it at another market. If not, it has to be at Tunbridge. But we have most of our producers that come round with us, so...
Well, it's hardly a hardship. Now, do we know the winning ticket?
Yes, we do. Yes, it's.
Hang on, let's make sure that Chris Pollard is listening. He's in Turkey on a mountain.
Oh, well, I can tell you what number Chris has got.
What do they win,
is
Steve?
Is he one out?
Chris has got number 33,321, because the actual winning number is 33,320.
Oh, Chris, we're so sorry, Chrissy baby. You're one out.
He's always one number out.
He's one out, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel sad for him. So tell me the number again.
It's 33,320.
Yeah.
33320. If anybody has that, they have to contact me or get to the market before 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then they've won it. And if not, it's a rollover. And we put another £100 worth of vouchers in.
Yeah.
And then it's £1,100.
And I hear you have the lovely Jo Banks, who's
we
one
do,
of our guests.
Yes.
She's going to be cooking up something on stage.
Yes, yes. I think she's going to be doing demoing some of her equipment that she sells.
Yeah.
Telling us all about her parties she does.
Yeah.
And she does nutritional advice, doesn't she, I think, as well?
All sorts of things. I bought a spiralizer from her, so I'm looking forward to hearing...
I had one of those when I was a kid. Is that what you put the pen in and make patterns?
Well, it isn't, actually.
Oh, no.
But that was a spirograph, and I also had one. I also, Steve, this is going to make you very jealous, because we're of a similar age, a Johnny Seven gun.
Did you?
Yeah, I got one. And, you know, I was one of the only kids, because they were expensive... And my uncle bought me one, and it was amazing, a Johnny Seven. I was a bit of a tomboy. So.
Brilliant.
Do you remember the Johnny Seven guns?
No.
Ah, well,
now I'm being polite now. I have no idea what one of those is.
Well, if I, yeah, maybe, if, but I remember a Spirograph. Do you remember Jamboree bags at the cinema?
Yes.
Okay, so we're on some wavelength.
Yes.
Do you remember Luby Lou and Andy Pandy?
I remember Andy Pandy.
Give me a shout for your Tunbridge Wells, Tunbridge Farmers Market website, please.
It's Tunbridge Farmers Market.
Yeah.
.co.uk.
And what's the text, the magic text for
reminder? It's all one word. Mm-hmm. We do a text reminder service. People can call us. No, they don't want to call us at all. If they just text us and put T as the message, T for Tunbridge. We'll send them a text every month. The text number is 0755 773 9903. You can find that on our website. You can also find it on our Twitter feed and on our Facebook feed.
I love you, Steve Wood. You're fantastic as ever. And congratulations to all of you on that award, which was the best food market in the country. We look forward to hearing from you and seeing you very soon in the studio.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Give us a call at some point, Darren. That'd
Cheers.
Be great.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
See you
and
soon.
And I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
That was the enigmatic Stevie Wood there, telling us all about the farmers market and what's going on. And of course, their accolade. Go and visit them this Sunday, 9:30 to about 1-ish. Eat there, go and see Joe Banks. And we're going to play a little bit of I Got You, Babe. I'm still in a frame of mind, I'm a bit mushy, I'm afraid, of the old wedding anniversary. So this goes out also for @GSirkin on the Twitter.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know, baby, if that's true. 'Cause you got me, baby, I got you.
Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Oh, that was fabulous. Chrissy Hynde and UB40 there with I Got You, Babe. And we are, I just need to say a quick hello to a new Twitter follower before we speak to Darren Tickner about coffee. It's the Accrington Food Festival who've tweeted in to UK Food Show. And they're telling us there's a drink and food festival, which is Saturday the 6th of June. So this is a diary date. And there is a number, so it's 0797 387 0582. You can follow them on the Twitter, ACCRINGTON Food, Accrington Food. Now, I must just tell Darren, going to introduce him now. It's Darren Tickner from Bean Smitten. You can see him on his little website, which is bean, b-e-a-n smitten.co.uk. On my way in this morning, Darren, a good morning again.
How's yours?
I passed not just the bluebells and the sheep, but I went past a house which was named Windy Bottom. Couldn't resist telling you about that.
Yes.
Great name.
Deserves a mention.
Yeah, it does. So tell us about you, because you're fairly new to this, but you're obviously absolutely passionate. So Bean Smitten Coffee Roasters. Tell us about what you actually do.
Bean Smitten, we are independent speciality roasters. So we roast coffee for coffee shops, farm shops, deli, but also we sell coffee direct to the customer. We talk about premium coffee. Coffee.
What do you mean by premium coffee?
Premium coffee is speciality coffee. There's two main types of coffee. There's Robusta, which finds its way into a lot of instant type products that you find on the shelves.
Right.
There's Arabica coffee, which is the higher quality variety of coffee. And speciality coffee is right at the very top end of Arabica.
Mm-hmm.
What's special about it is it normally has very unique flavour profiles.
Yeah.
And it's always traceable back to source. Very often a family that grew that coffee on a named farm.
Yeah.
And, you know, that coffee is looked after as if it was a newborn baby right from the moment it's picked.
Mm.
Only the ripest cherries are picked. It's hand sorted. It's tasted on the farm. It's stored very carefully. It's shipped, tasted again when it's landed in the UK or wherever it's going in the world. And the roaster then will typically play and experiment with that coffee to get the very best out of it. And that's where that kind of appeals to me, because I love detail and I love experimentation. And
may I ask what you did before?
Yes, you may ask, and I do still do a little bit of it. I am my background is in finance.
Really?
I was financial controller for a financial services company. I was with the last one for about 17 years. I left there effectively to sort of bring about a change in careers and pursue this passion that I've had for coffee. I left there a couple of years ago. I've done lots of different things in between, met loads of new people, but it's all come back to coffee.
So you're passionate about coffee, and where are you doing this? You're in Lamberhurst, aren't you? Which is, for those listeners that don't know, it's on the Kent and East Sussex border.
That's right.
So you're selling mainly at the moment through coffee shops, farm
shops?
Yeah,
it's sort of in and around the Tunbridge Wells area. Some coffee shops, farm shops, delicatessens, but also I go to farmers markets, events. I've got a few coming up.
Will you tell us?
Yes, absolutely. This weekend, I'm actually not very far from us here at Channel Radio. I'm at a place called Liminge.
Liminge,
they have an annual event called Liminge Day, which I absolutely
you have to be very careful how you say that.
Absolutely.
Should we say Liminge?
Liminge, yes. Yeah, not le.
No, to do with French.
Of course. I have absolutely nothing about it, apart from they might have a theme that's something to do with The Hobbit. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to find when
I
go there.
Strange.
I've also started doing the Heathfield Farmers Market, which is just across the border in East Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some fairs coming up. The Cuckoo Fair at the Bell in Ticehurst on Sunday the 17th of May.
Now, I heard that there's a rarity of cuckoos in the UK. Just a little snippet to interrupt you with, because they're migrating. They used to go via Spain or something, but they're now going to Africa and living in Africa. And who can blame the cuckoo?
A lot of them end up in clocks in Switzerland, I've heard.
Yeah, a little bit wooden, though.
Yeah.
Carry on.
So a couple of these are sort of like just the Sussex side of the border, which I hope is allowed.
We allow that.
But then back in Kent, at the end of the month, there's a relatively new farmers market in a village called Ash, which is near Seven Oaks, at the White Swan pub. I think they are up to about 20 stalls already, and all the pitch fees there go to cancer research, which is a good thing. So trying lots of different things out, building up the coffee. I think definitely wholesale to sort of coffee shops and direct to end customers is sort of the future of my business, and I think where it's going to sort of end up being focused.
So how much hard work and how are you sourcing? You know, you've got some great products, so how are you actually sourcing and learning about them?
I use a coffee merchant called Falcon Speciality. The coffee merchants are themselves based in, I think, Yorkshire.
Okay.
They sit between me and the coffee farmer.
Right.
So when the business gets big enough,
yeah,
I may venture out to South or Central America or Africa and start talking directly with these farmers myself. But in the interim, I am using the expertise and advice of these specialty coffee merchants. They go out, build the relationships with the farmers. They test, they cup the coffee, which is the technical term for tasting coffee. Mm. Bring that in, and we have a chat about, am I looking to build a blend? Am I looking for some really good tasting single estate coffees like the ones we have up there? So I can see an El Salvador one staring me at the face.
Oh, the smell is absolutely divine. I'm looking at one here, which is Bali, the Kintamani estate.
Bali's really interesting, actually.
And it's organic as well, which is nice.
It is. Bali do not allow the use of any pesticides whatsoever.
Mm.
The other interesting thing about Bali is there was a volcano eruption back in the 60s, which effectively wiped out the coffee crop.
Mm.
And they've been slowly rebuilding ever since. And they've just got to a situation where they're actually able to produce a meaningful crop. So very lucky to have that one.
Tell me about your brewing process, because there is an art to it. I noticed when you were brewing up, I mean, on this barley one, it says brew with filtered water just off the boil, which I think is a mistake that a lot of people make. And at home, I've got one of those hot taps, you know, the boiling taps, which is possibly just under boiling.
Yeah, it's probably about 92 or something like that.
So would you advise me? Because I got rid of my kettle
Absolutely.
Because of that.
Yeah, well, you don't have to get rid of your kettle. I think you can
leave it
for a minute after it's boiled.
Okay.
I mean, five easy things to do,
okay,
to get a good cup of coffee.
Here we are, listener. Five things, five tips.
Buy freshly roasted whole coffee beans.
Yeah.
And get yourself a hand grinder. You can get a decent one for about 30 quid.
And where can we get one from you?
You can talk to me.
Okay.
There's loads of websites, other websites that are out there. It's obviously Amazon and all the rest of it. You can
talk to me.
I can advise on a good grinder. Use filtered water or mineral water. You don't want a lot of hard water in your coffee.
That's interesting, because we live in a hard water area.
Yeah, so just buy some mineral water or something from Tesco's. That's going to taste a lot better.
Yeah.
If you can, use a little pair of scales and weigh out your coffee. Now, that might sound a bit over the top to some people, but what you're looking for in coffee, if you want it to taste great every time, you want to use the same amount of coffee and the same amount of water. So if you can weigh your coffee and measure your water, then that's better. You can get a tiny little pair of scales like the one I was using here this morning for about 8 quid on eBay.
Like a little pharmacist, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. And make sure your water's not too hot, as you've said. And leave it for the correct amount of time. If you're brewing in a cafetiere, don't plunge too quickly. About 4 minutes is right. So somewhere between 3 and 4 minutes, just experiment to find what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a tweet in this morning from, is it Nurse
Liz Jewelson.
You know, yeah.
She's our Maryland lady,
as I understand it.
She's lolling there in a little
pajamas. She said,
why
do I like coffee in a French press, which is what they call a cafetiere over there? Is it the oils? And quite possibly, I'd say to that. Some coffees taste great when they are brewed, called via a full immersion method, which is what the cafetiere is, and you get a little bit of silt, but you get a good body on your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a super clean coffee, use a little filter.
So what do you mean by super clean?
So you'll get no sediment at the end.
Okay.
And it tastes very, very sort of pure, very filtered.
What about when you go to places and you get a bitter coffee? What have they done?
Well, yeah, bitterness. There's a few things that you can do to spoil a cup of coffee and introduce bitterness. I think roasters generally tend to avoid bitterness. When you're making coffee, if you put too hot a water on the coffee grinds, yeah, that can actually burn the grinds and cause bitterness.
Right.
Also, if you leave the coffee to brew for too long, so if you go very far over that 4 minute brewing time, you start to pull out compounds from the coffee granules that are slightly unpleasant and will taste bitter.
Mm.
So sometimes it's your fault that it's bitter,
right,
not the coffee.
Okay. Are you listening, Barrister Broke, in case your coffee's bitter? I'm just looking at this one. I mean, I'm really excited by the barley one because, as you say, it's organic. And we did a show a while back on rice, and the arsenic levels, inorganic arsenic levels in rice are terrible. In, well, let's say Rice Krispies that we're feeding our children, the arsenic levels are high. And we had a chap on who... also has no pesticides in his soil and that, and yeah, that was very interesting. So barley is a place to go and eat and get your coffee from. But there's another one here, this is interesting. El Salvador, your Finca Bosque Lía, or Lía. Yeah. I mean, this, whoever thought coffee would have notes of peach, citrus fruits and honey?
This is partly what drew me into like the world of specialty coffee. Mm. It's the idea that you can get so many different flavours out of coffee. Yeah. I mean, some people will still think that coffee...
it's just coffee.
...tastes like coffee.
Yeah.
But I'm just holding up a picture for you, Jules, that you might want to tweet out later.
We will.
That is... we're looking at a coffee taster's flavour wheel, and there are many, many different segments in there. You've got... chocolate, sweet, sugary, tropical fruit, apples, pears, citrus.
It's a whole kaleidoscope of coffee.
If you roast coffee medium to light, you preserve a lot of the flavours that are in there.
Mm.
A lot of people are still drinking quite darkly roasted coffee from chains. And as you continue to roast coffee, it starts to lose some of its more delicate flavours and starts evening it out, and the differences between different coffees get less noticeable as you roast it more.
I think going to quite a lot of exhibitions, as we do, the coffee got such a bad name. And you know when they get those mornings when you meet up and you've got it sitting in those flask things?
Yeah.
Just tastes ghastly, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, those bulk brew type flasks, I mean, if it's
Is scrunching up, listeners,
if it's been brewed carefully by someone who knows what they're doing, using the right ratios, it can taste good. It will only taste good for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So if I ever take samples, tasting samples to any food events or markets in those flasks, after 2 hours I put them away if they're not already gone.
So we need to get you to do some of these exhibitions, really. Go around with a little cart to the stalls rather than have those great big flasks.
Absolutely.
I think this is really, really, really exciting. I'm loving the coffee that I had this morning. Remind me what it was. It was lovely.
You had my classic blend, which is effectively our sort of signature blend, if you like.
Mm.
What it does is, if you drink coffee in the high street now, it will not take you out of your comfort zone, but it will take you up a couple of notches on the coffee scale. So you get what you like, but better.
So if you fancy going up a notch, listener, go to www.beansmitten.co.uk. That's B-E-A-N smitten.co.uk. And find out, can you hear a little steam train going by?
I can. It's the Romney Hythe and Dymchurch Railway.
Now, making you work for your money, I think you had a little bit of gossip there for me, didn't we? A little news thing.
A little bit of... would this be the little article I've got here?
Read me that.
Yes, okay. So this is about food allergies. And there's apparently a new blood test that's been developed that can predict how likely people are to develop fatal food allergies. Doctors hope that it can be used to flag up those in most danger of life-threatening reactions to peanuts and shellfish.
Mm.
The test, apparently, can also indicate an allergy to milk, eggs and wheat. doctors normally use skin prick tests that measure levels of protein produced by the immune system in allergy victims, but these tests cannot accurately predict the severity of reactions. So these patients that are having this test are asked to eat a potential allergen under medical supervision, and this sometimes can trigger a severe reaction requiring a hospital stay.
Gosh.
Wow, so this new test clearly is trying to avoid all of that, and it's done by counting the number of immune cells. It gets quite complicated, this, George. It's quite a good one that you've given me here, I have to say.
Well, we'll need to look into it.
Yes, and it goes. The article goes on, but it clearly this new test can sort of opens a window into sort of detecting all different types of allergens, and it's sounds like it's less risky than current methods.
You do need to be really careful, because allergens, that's thank you for that.
There's a little fact at the end, actually. It says one child in 200 in Britain is believed to be allergic to peanuts.
Frightening, and it sort of seems to be spreading, because when I grew up, I didn't know anyone that was allergic to anything, did you?
I was oblivious to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it existed or didn't.
And also growing up, I think there was only sort of one token overweight child ever that I can think of in the whole year. Nobody was really overweight. We all went out on our bikes every night and played and, you know, sad. We're wrapping up the show now. I wanted to say a big thank you to Breakthrough Funding. That's breakthroughfunding.com. Give them a ring and go onto the website to see if they can help you get funds. I'm sure they can, for your food business or any other business, indeed. Just give them a ring. Also, a big thank you to Tunbridge Farmers Market. Well done on their award. So that's Steve Wood and the gang. Go and see them this Sunday. And they have the lovely Joe Banks at Joe Banks 15, who is going to be doing a cooking demo. Always lots to nibble there. Of course, Bean Smitten, the lovely Danny. Darren Tickner. I know a Danny Tickner. It's all very confusing. Who's Samson Gash? You'll have to look him up. So thank you to them. There was a couple of things I haven't been able to mention because of time and money. There is if you go onto the Kent Farmers Market Association website, I'll read this out next week. They're looking for pubs and restaurants. They've got a thing on, but the font was very small and I haven't managed to print it off, but we will read that next week. But go on to Kent Farmers Market Association. You've got Shibbon Farmers Market. Don't forget, you've got Ash Seven Oaks at the White Swan Pub, 31st of May, Sunday. They've got a cancer research charity gig there. Hello and goodbye to all of you, but thanks for tuning in. Tweet us at scoffquaff at UK Food Show, depending on what you want. But from me and Darren in the studio, and from Stevie Wood on the blower, for now it's goodbye, and we'll see you next Tuesday, 11 a.m.
Goodbye.
Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.
Work it out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Second Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mr. Soft, turn around and fast the world to watch the things you're going through. Oh, Mr. Soft, believe everything they tell you and be damned if they'll thank you. You paint everything.